With just a few days left before Christmas, it's virtually impossible to escape Christmas music of some kind wherever you go. It's on the radio, permeating the shopping malls, even playing over the phone when you're on hold. The question music critic Tom Manoff has been considering is, what is it that makes a Christmas song a carol?
I'm a bit of a Scrooge when it comes to Christmas music. I don't like musical fluff about reindeer and snowmen, but I'm willing to admit an important fact. Christmas begins with children, and I would be hard-pressed to remember what tune I was singing when I was 10 with my new Lionel train set. So on behalf of every kid who sees Christmas as a fairy tale of toys, I guess Rudolph and his friends are always welcome under the tree, but in small doses.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Children bring another quality to Christmas music, a quality more important than commercialism. It's the voice of innocence, as in this chant from the Middle Ages. Children singing remind us that the most important feature of all Christmas music is simplicity. If we can't remember both the melody and words of a carol, how can we sing it each year? Here's one whose melody comes from the 14th century, while the words were written in the 19th. Good King Wenceslas is simple, tuneful, and memorable.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When the poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Christmas is also a time when we listen for harmony. What could be more glorious than one voice joined by others in that often remarked upon heavenly sound?
Can you imagine caroling without harmony? Can you imagine Christmas without a great choir singing? Of course not. Finally, thinking about what makes Christmas music so wonderful, we have to realize who makes the decisions about which tunes enter the timeless repertoire of this holiday. It certainly isn't music critics. It's the collective genius of humankind that decides what will be a fad and what will become tradition. Listening, singing, and sifting through the notes, we all are looking for the true voice of Christmas.
Our reviewer Tom Manoff came to us with help from member station KLCC in Eugene, Oregon.